Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for taking care of the time here and being with us. Thank you for being a part of us, and we're excited about who we're going to have in the second half hour. But anyway, my friends, welcome to the show. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Email David at RevMediaNetwork.com. Again, that's David at RevMediaNetwork.com. And we're excited about just being here today. I tell you what, and now that I'm looking around, I don't even see my Bible around me. So I'm going to have to use the old gateway on the Bible gateway. If you haven't been on that, it's amazing. I told you before, I'm not trying to plug commercials for them, but I'm just saying it's a good resource that I use. And you will be amazed at what God does on that site for you. You can find several things. But I just want to tell you that you have to encourage yourself. I mean, and that's the scripture I was looking for to read to you. But, you know, we don't have it right now, so my fault. But anyway, you need to encourage yourself. Even if you're down, even if you're disappointed, you need to make yourself, it's your responsibility to step up and encourage yourself, to make yourself feel more alive than you feel today. I mean, you have to do it. You have to weather the storm, whatever the storm is in your life, and just get encouraged about the Lord. And you have to just trust that God will do great things with you and in your life. He is God over everything. Everything in your life, He's God over it. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that God can't do. Praise God and praise God. But we have different things we're doing this next couple of months. Different approaches that we're coming through, and we're excited. Rev Media TV again on tonight. If you haven't seen the broadcast, it's probably one of the best broadcasts that we've put together on these last two shows. We have been on the season so far up to six shows. This will be show number six, and we've been trying to put this together. Well, when I say we, I have been trying to put this together for quite some time. I mean, if I give you the horrendous stories of my entire life trying to put video on the air, it's amazing. First, I was trying to do this for years back. Oh, my. Even to the birth of this station and the seed that God placed me in a broadcasting school to do radio, and I'm on automatically doing TV. I'm going to share a little bit about that tonight on the broadcast. We're talking with John Slitt, one of my favorites, and he is the lead singer for Petra. In fact, I may even play. He was a lead singer for Petra, and of course he's in the 80s. That was a big rock band. If you don't know who they are, but anyway, he's won plenty of awards and stuff. And we have him on the air for about 7-8 minutes on an interview through Skype. And no, not through Skype. That one was live. We actually did a live interview at the NRB. And then we have his video that his new album that he's trying to put together. He has a new project out there. And then beyond that, you have me. And I'm teaching. What am I teaching on? I think I'm teaching on this program on the radio. Yeah, about how the whole radio station came about and the television and where it's at not. Now, today's theme, if we had a theme, would be called Hope Deferred. And I'm supposed to have covered those scriptures on the air, but I don't know if I did. I have to go back and check. You know, you got 9 minutes to teach and 9 minutes to minister, and I have so much material that I've decided that I'm going to go ahead and teach that material on two shows. We usually do two shows in a day, and we record those, and we put them, they're recorded live to the internet, but then they're still recorded. So I guess it's live / record or live to tape. Either way, there's a way you can view it if you go to the tutorial channel and you go have the password to get in. But I was trying to contemplate if I should go ahead and use my sermon. I'm a quick preacher. Trust me, I'm 15, 20 minutes sometimes. Usually about 20 minute preaching is what I give out there when I go minister. And if I go to church, I'm about 25 or 30 minutes. And then we have 30 minutes for the prayer. But other than that, I don't know how to teach a sermon in 9 minutes. I guess I could. And so the best thing I can do is just kind of use the old, you know, let this thing go over two shows. Like if I was teaching on Hope Deferred, which I was supposed to teach on John Slitt's program, I would go for two shows with this information to do the show and just really lay it out really good. And, well, that's what we're going to be doing. So anyway, midwatchwiththerev.com. If you go there, you will see a link to our broadcaster, and you can watch the show there. Or you can watch the show at revmediatv.com, and you find there's three places you can watch. RevMediaNetwork.com on the TV channel, so the first TV player. And if you're ready on RevMediaNetwork.com, that's probably the easier way to find it. And tonight at 7:30 is when our broadcast Midwatch. And then the other one is RevMediaTV.com, and you go to channels to RevMedia Network, or RevMedia TV, and then that's our main channel, RevMedia TV. Click on that, and I hope I'm not confusing you. You got to go to channels, and you put most viewed, and RevMedia TV will pop up. And you'll be able to see the shows. And then also on midwatchwiththerev.com, davidyannisministries.com, revministries.com. So those are the other places that you can go, and you'll find the player if you just search around. It's usually on the broadcast page of those websites. So we're excited about that. We're excited to see God bring the people that he's bringing to the station. We just got confirmation with a PR company. They're going to be providing our Tuesday guests for us every Tuesday, so I just have to book one day a week, and that's going to relieve me of some of the things that I have to do, and I enjoy that they picked that day to do, and we'll be able to book our Thursdays well easily on the radio and then on the TV as well. So it's God is opening up a time and a season in my life to do recordings and to put these things together, and it's a faith thing. It's a faith thing because I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God that finances will be there. I'm trusting God that people are listening and hearing. And I tell you what, we told you the testimony the other day about 172 hours of radio listening on the Sermon Channel and 186 or 96 on the Talk Show Channel. In fact, I just looked at the stats and 7-8 hours of listening, a total 8 hours of listening for yesterday's show. So even if it's one person and they're getting all the 8 hours or however that all adds up, we're getting true stats for you, my friends. That means people are hungry. I mean, you're listening. Praise God. That means you're getting something out of these broadcasts. These special guests that we have, they're coming in and they're imparting your life. Now, we're going to be having different things, different types of shows. We usually do authors and entertainers and preachers and ministries. And we're adding a little bit of political stuff and a little bit of just different things. Different things. In fact, today we're talking again about abortion. We talked about it with Kim Cotella on Tuesday, and we're going to talk about it today. And I believe that it's important that we put that information out there, and we want to make sure that people know about this stuff. And people perish because of lack of knowledge, and we don't want people to perish for that. And we're going to see what God does with that. But we're also making a commitment to you that we're going to continue programming live shows Tuesdays and Thursdays. And those shows is the regular schedule that we're on, that we constantly record, constantly knows that. And you know what? God is able to even get the industry for you. Amen. I haven't had to call a publicist. I haven't had to email them recently, and I had to email them before, but I hadn't really had to. I've been going to these shows and doing these shows of my own expense and interviewing people left and right. And now there's a name that the show's getting, and it's a good name. Praise God. They just call us Midwatch, or they just call us The Rev. And we get emails. We got people from different publishers emailing us now. We got publicists for different organizations emailing us. And people want to get on the air and get their message out there. And people want to get the message out there. And it's just going to keep growing, my friends. I'm going to have to hire staff just to record, just to schedule our interviews and to get the material for the interviews and take care of that for me. And I believe God has that person already in our life. So we're gonna see that happen too. So God is doing some awesome, awesome, awesome things. And you just got to be excited about it. Let God do it. You just trust God. And And if I can tell you about hope deferred, we can read that scripture. It says hope deferred in Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when desire cometh, it is a tree of life. And I've read this scripture to you before. It's no stranger to you, praise God, but it is something that we all go through. We all want things in our life. We all want things to happen in our lives. We all have dreams and desires in our life. And sometimes when those things don't happen, we get so disappointed. You know, the greatest failure is a dream not brought to life. It is the greatest failure because God's put dreams in you. God, don't you think God wants to have you do the great things you want to do for him, or the great things you want to provide for your family, or the great things you want to do now? Okay, we all grew up wanting to be a basketball star or a football star or a movie star. Those kind of dreams, you know, those are still able to get done. But it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of work on your part. It's going to have to be in the right place at the right time. And you're going to have to really push it. And if it's God's will for you to be that, you will. Praise God. It will happen. But when you have a dream, when you have a desire, when you have something that you want so bad, and if you were like me, you had plans before you even had a ministry, and you just put them together, and you just truly, truly tried your hardest. If you're like that, my friends, then I tell you what, you're going to have to understand that when those things don't come to pass, it's disappointing. When those things don't come to pass, it's heartbreaking. When those things don't come to pass, it tears you up. A lot of times when those things don't come to pass, you feel like, hey, everybody's passing me up. A lot of times when those things don't come to pass, you feel like, hey, what about me? And a lot of times when those things don't come to pass, you feel like, I don't know if I'm following right. But do you know that God rewards faithfulness? The Bible says it's better to have obedience than sacrifice. And what does it say? Better the obedience or I got to look that up. And rebellion is that's witchcraft. And obedience is better than, rebellion is a witchcraft, and obedience is better than a thing of rams or something like that. Either way, I'm hammering the scriptures today, hammering them. But praise God, we're getting the message out. And you got to understand, you take care of your family, no matter how hard it is, how difficult it is. You do your best. You keep yourself right with God. You focus on the things that God has put in front of you. You start working on the things that you want to do. I tell you what, I have been working on video all my life. Praise God. I was talking with my sister-in-law last night, and we're joking around. That I told her, you know, this year is my goal to put a movie together, but I just don't know what time. I don't know. I think, honestly, it'll be September, October that we try and shoot it. But I go, I just don't know. But the little things I do now in video, praise God, putting these shows together, getting the television mastered, and getting our show down to where it's a show that can be broadcasted on television networks, but it's straight internet right now. I get this mastered. I make this happen. I'm working on the dreams that I want to do. And I've been wanting to do television for more than 20 years. I've been wanting to do movies for more than 30 years, my friends. I can tell you, actually, I think even beyond that. I was about 15, 12, 13, maybe around there. I'm 40 now, 41 now. So that's about 30 years. So 30 years I've been waiting to do television and radio. I mean, television and film, really film, 30 years, about 25 years TV, and not any years for radio. God just had me do that. Praise God. But I know that he's called me to do this. I know that the desires that I had, and I tell you, I have been disappointed. I have put events together that no one showed up. And you sit in your disappointment for a day or two, praise God, but you get back up and you encourage yourself in the Lord. You get back up and you encourage yourself. There's been plenty of events I put together that only one or two people showed up. I remember in New York, I was doing a relationship series service, and it didn't work out. Four people showed up the first night. Nobody showed up the second night. In fact, I just sat in the room that I rented for $500 a day and just stood quiet and prayed. I almost didn't show up to my own event. Praise God. I almost didn't show up. And I'm hearing a lot of silence now. So it's true. It's the time. It's a season. It's an avenue that God can only put you on. You can't put you on that avenue. Praise God. You don't have the map. You don't have the directions to it. You don't have the GPS for this one, my friends. Your phone is not going to find it. Your GPS system will not find it. Your spiritual faithfulness will find it. Your honor and your humility will find it. Your servant attitude will find it. But you will never find it if you try and find it. But you follow God, you trust God, you take care of your family the best you can, and you do what you got to do to make a living in faith. Honestly now, let's say honestly. Don't do everything you can do, but just do what you can honestly. Praise God. But and then you work on the things. And I've taken hours of just video. I've taken hours of editing. I've taken film classes. I've taken television courses. And all of them, I'm thinking every time I take one, I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready. You're going to launch me. Praise God. You're going to launch me. You're going to make this happen. It's going to be awesome. And nothing. But I still get up in the morning. I still work on the things that he's put in front of me. I still make it a challenge. I make it a challenge to learn something. I try and go out there and I challenge myself to get something done. And today I can say that I am walking in part of what I want to be doing and what I've been wanting to do for years. The healing services are happening. The broadcasting is happening. And I know that movies and TVs will happen in his time. Now, you got to trust God to be in the season that he wants you to be. And he will put you on that road. He will put you on that avenue that takes you where you're supposed to be. And I tell everybody this. When you get there, don't worry of who got there before you or who's getting there right now. Don't worry about that. Because when you get there, it's the time that God has designed. It's a perfect place of provision and a perfect place of an intersection of perfect plan and perfect provision. Someone told me that the other day in faith, and I receive it. And I believe that you're going to have that faith. You're going to have that. The thing is, you can't get so discouraged that you just walk away. You can't give up. Sadness comes when you have disappointments. Come on, you never get sad because you're happy. Because if good things happen to you, you're only sad when bad things happen to you or when the result doesn't come out the way you want it. So just trust God. Be in faith. Know that he's doing everything for you. Get in around faith people. People that pray. People that know the word of God. People that want to encourage you and not tear you down. True love is this, my friends. When good things are happening to you, they celebrate. You know, they don't just tolerate you. They celebrate you. They're excited with you about what's happening with you. The other day I told my wife, sometimes I don't want to be around happy people when I'm down. How many of you are like that? You just don't want to be around happy people. But you know what? If you're with the right people, they're going to be happy in faith and they're going to encourage you. And you're not going to take their happiness as anything else, but they're wanting to see you get there. Amen. We're going to be right back. Here's Terry Squires, One Impact. I love Terry. She's awesome. And we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
Do you ever feel that your life isn't what God has called you to do? Do you ever wonder why He hasn't placed you in a higher position or calling? Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, your host for today, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute program that will impact your life and the lives of others. When I was a young mom, I often questioned if I was doing all that I could do to reach out to others for Jesus. My everyday life of taking care of the home, my kids, my husband, the busy schedule, zapped all my energy. It just seemed ordinary. And I often wondered what it would be to be like in full-time ministry. But then I was reminded that he knows every day of my life before one of them ever came to be. In Psalm 139:16, it states, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." My life and your life is far from ordinary, no matter where you are in life, a stay-at-home mom, a retired grandparent, a student, or working, building a business or a career. God knows all the days before one of them came to be, and He has a plan and a purpose for your life. It's the little things in life that changes the lives of others. Who around you needs a touch from Jesus? Who do you know in your life that is struggling? Who is lonely? Who needs a friend? Impact their life this week. It's not as hard as you may think. Invite them for a walk. Invite them for a pizza or coffee. Offer a listening ear. Give a compliment. Offer a helping hand. Give a smile. Do you know you have a full-time ministry right where God has placed you in your life? And everything you do and everyone in your circle is important to Him. Remember, it's the little things in life that changes the lives of others. I often think of the story about the little boy who gave his 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread to Jesus. It wasn't a lot of food, but he generously gave and wanted to help. Wouldn't you have loved to see his little face when Jesus took his offering and fed 5,000 people? The world tells us we aren't successful if our numbers aren't adding up. We all look at numbers. How many Facebook friends do you have? How many people attend your church? How many Twitter followers do you have? How much money do you have in the bank? Listen, God doesn't really care about our Facebook or Twitter accounts. He cares about you and has called you to impact His world through your life, one life at a time. He cares about your children and how you're going to lead them to Him. He cares about your coworkers and how you might share His message. He cares about your neighbors and how you will reach out to them by your actions. When you give generously and share Jesus, like the little boy with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, your numbers will increase. God is going to use you in mighty ways. Listen to me. You do have a full-time ministry, and by your life, you are reaching thousands and millions for His glory. Won't you join me today and impact His world through your life? And if you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at terrysquires.com. And until next time, remember, your one impact reaches the world.
With insight for today's culture.
Good character is what any good parent wants for their kids. But don't parents first need to know what determines good character and how it's built? The godly parent knows that these answers are found in Scripture. But these paths to good character often contradict pop psychology and political correct worldly wisdom. The uncomfortable truth is that building good character most often comes not from our triumphs, but through our tragedy, our struggles in life. Is worldly wisdom what we want as the desired end for our young people? Aren't they, from the worldly perspective, wise enough? It's time we allow our kids to endure and sort through the natural consequences of their actions so they may grow in godly character and acquire the mind of Christ.
Get biblical answers to the tough questions you and your family deal with every day. Go to LicenseToParent.org. License to Parent with Trace Embry. Insight for today's culture.
Do you know that you are unique? That you are one of a kind? Hi, I'm Terry Squires, and I'm here to tell you today that there will never...
Amen. Welcome back to the show. We had kind of a technical difficulty, but we finally got things rolling, and we have Mr. Jeff Slaughter on the air with us. Say hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
Hey, man, I appreciate you being patient.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. It happens, you know.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jeff, we can talk about your new album, or we can just let you just talk a little bit about yourself and then go into your album. I'll let you decide.
Either way, I can go either way. And it's, I got a new record, and I got a new book.
Awesome.
It's all true books. So.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, tell everybody out there who Jeff Slaughter is and what you do.
Well, a lot of people will probably recognize me from Vacation Bible School. I wrote the music for Lifeways VBS for 16 years and loved it. And I've done children's ministry for about 27 years. Started leading worship for kids when I was in college. And that was actually the first time I ever led worship was for a group of 4th through 6th graders. So I've been involved with that kind of ministry for many years and just love it. I've always said, you know, I couldn't have done anything I love doing better. It's one of the greatest things in the world to be a part of. And so that's been, I left Lifeway at the end of 11 and started with Benson Music in 2012. And so I have a new PBS with them coming out this summer. And got the new book out with Skyhorse Publishing out of New York. It's just released. It released on Tuesday. So it's a lot of cool things happening. I'm super pumped about it.
Tell us about the book. Tell us where to encourage you to put that together, and what does the book present to the readers?
Well, it's really funny. I mean, I was kind of drug along kicking and screaming to write it. I had a guy about 3 years ago, a man named Randy Winton came to one of my camps. I was doing Century Kid camps for Lifeway. And he brought his sons and came to his church. And I tell stories while I'm leading worship. And then I'll go to some of the track times with the kids, like these activities they do through the afternoon. And I'll just visit with them and share some stories. And he came up to me and said, "Bro, you've got to write these stories down. This is a book. You just got to write a book." And he goes, "I'm an author, and I'll ghostwrite it for you." Well, I'm like, "I don't have time to write a book. I can't do that." And so I blew it off for about a year, and he kept pursuing me. He would call me probably at least once a month and say, "Let's do this. Come on now." And so for a year, I wouldn't even think about it. And then he came back to camp the next summer and said, "Please, let's do this." So I started thinking about it for a year. In October of 2011, he called me and he said, "Hey, let's just write one chapter and see what happens." He said, I've gotten in contact with this literary agent in New York named Derek Pritt, and we'll just write a chapter and see what happens. You just never know. And I wrote a song 13 years ago called "It's All True." Long story behind that song, but I wrote it basically the day that I found out that my father had spindle cell melanoma cancer. And a pastor from a church in Birmingham called me that day. I'd called their church and asked him to pray for my father. And he called me back a few minutes later and said, "Jeff, I've already been praying for you. And the Lord just keeps telling me to remind you today, remember, it's all true." And he began to quote different scriptures to me. And he would stop every so often and say, "Remember today, it's all true." Mm. And then he began to quote lines from songs I had written from DPS and one that I'd performed with their children there. And he remembered the songs, and he'd say one of the lines and say, "Jeff, remember today, it's all true." And I knew there was a song in that day, but it took a while before I could write it. But then, so I'm sure that story a lot. There's so much more to it. But Randy said, "Let's write the story of that song in your relationship with your father and the redemption the Lord did." Because my relationship with Daddy had been really bad growing up. But, you know, the Lord brought so much redemption through the illness. And so and by the time he passed, 3.5 years later, we were closer than we could have possibly been. And it was such a beautiful story of a father and son redemption. And so we wrote that chapter. We submitted it to Derek, and we shopped it around. And within a month, we had a deal with this company, Skyhorse. Well, I didn't trust it because I thought that was too easy. I said, "It's some sort of scam. It's a sales thing that's going to want me to buy a million books, and I'm not doing it." And so, actually, the head of Skyhorse, his children had gone to my PBS in New York, and they'd sung my song, and he knew who I was. But I still just didn't trust it. So, all through 2012, I'm just blowing it off. And finally, in September last year, I felt the Lord speak to me one day and just say, "It's time. I want you to do it. Go for it." So I called him back, and I said, "Is the deal still good and on the table?" And they said, "Yeah." I said, "Let's do it." So I flew to New York in October, met with them, loved them, signed the deal, and Randy and I started working on it at the end of October. And from the end of October to the March 1st, we wrote 21 more chapters, 75,000 words, 256
days. Oh, my. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Right. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. And I mean, I've worked on it harder than anything I've ever done. But I'm super excited. Just the stories. It's just stories from my life. Our family's been through so much tragedy through the years. But if I'm at a legacy for my family, it's the deep faith, it's the joy, in the middle of the worst day, we can always find some way to laugh through it and to choose joy. And I'm grateful for family that taught me that, for parents that taught me how to stand on God's word. And it's just a lot of encouragement. It's just a book about pressing on, no matter what happens, just choosing to know that God is, he loves us, and he's always working for our good, no matter what. And he can work good even in the worst of the worst situations. And I've gotten some great feedback about it, you know, so far. And just anything we can do to encourage each other, you know, that's what the word says. We encourage each other to keep pressing on.
Amen. Now, tell me, was it difficult to share some of the stories of your life?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there were some that I wasn't sure I could include, because there's a lot of personal stories in here.
And,
Randy was really encouraging me to suggest it's part of your story. There's one chapter about a sexual abuse, you know, situation that was in my childhood. And it's not like it's a big, deep, dark secret. I spent a couple of years going to counseling in my 20s about it, and I've shared it at some events that I've done every once in a while. If I feel the Lord really specifically tell me to talk about it, I don't ever go very deep with it at all, just enough to let you know the situation. But I can probably count on one hand the number of times I have, but every time I've shared it, the Lord has always shown me exactly the reason why. But, you know, I know a lot of kids have been through that, and, you know, I remember feeling as a child that I was the only one that ever walked through that. And the thing is, I didn't want to sound like I was some poster child for sexual abuse, but all of it showing that the Lord wants us to be victors and not victims. And so, I focus mainly on how the Lord has helped me, you know, deal with it and to find healing through it. It's been a process, you know, it's not a quick fix, but nothing is. The hard things we walk through, it takes time, and it takes, you know, a lot of seeking the Lord and laying it before him and casting our cares on him. But we're always stronger for the breaking, you know.
Amen. Now, you got Amy Grant to forward this. Tell us how you did that.
Yes. Well, in 1995, I got this weird phone call one day, and this is a message that said, "Hey, Jeff, this is Amy Grant Chapman." She was Amy Grant Chapman at the time. She said, I heard about you from my sister. I'm teaching her sister's kids and one of her good friends' kids, piano. You teach my kids piano? Well, I thought it was a joke. I thought some of my friends were playing with a joke. But anyway, she left her cell, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to call her back. You know, so I called her back. Super sweet. And so we set up lessons. I went out and started teaching. The first time I walked in her door, the first thing she said to me was, "Have you eaten supper yet?" And I said, "No." She said, "Come on in and eat with us. We just sat down." So she fixed my plate, and we sat and ate around her dining room table. And that would kind of set the course of our relationship. She instantly became like a sister. She's so sincere and so genuine and so unaffected by the fame that, you know, she's been surrounded by pretty much all of her life. She looks you in the eye when you talk to her. She remembers stories that you tell her. And through some of the most difficult ones that are in the book, she was there with me. Like when I found out about my dad's cancer, and I had a little niece that was killed in 98 when she was 14. And, you know, I remember kind of driving back after my niece Mallory was killed. And, you know, you don't even know how to keep living. Our family was so rotten to the core by that. And so it was my sister's daughter. I drove back to Nashville from all of that. And I was driving to her house first to teach the kids. And when I drove up in the back, she was sitting by the pool, and she had a couple of drinks there and some snacks on a little tray, and she said, "Hey, come over here." She said, "You're not going to teach lessons tonight. We're just going to sit, and we're going to talk about life, and we're going to celebrate the life of Mallory." And, I mean, you know, it's just moments like that when, she, you know, she's just so caring and genuine, and I just love her to death, and I was, you know, I wanted to ask her to do it, and I thought, well, I don't want her to, you know, feel like I'm trying to infringe on our friendship. But it was really neat, because I had a dream that I asked her to do it. And she said, "Oh, yes, of course, I'd love to." And after the next morning when I woke up, I thought, well, she'll do this for you. She loves you like a brother. You have not because you asked not, so ask her. So I did, and I texted her and said, "Hey, here's what's going on." And within a minute, she texted right back, says, "Yes, of course, I'd love to." Exactly what she said in the dream. And so she said, "Come over tomorrow night, bring me some chapters, and we'll have some leftovers, and and talk about it. So I did, and so I was just grateful. I love her so much. She's an amazing woman.
Amen, amen. Now, how many of your family members have read the book?
Let's see. At least, I don't know, maybe 10 to 15, I'm sure.
Wow. Did that bring back emotions for them as well?
Yeah, it did. Especially my sister Vicky. It was her daughter Mallory that was killed, and there's a chapter in there called Freedom. And it's all about that. And then last year, Mallory's birthday was December 2nd. And this past year, you know, she didn't do it for any other reason, just because it was what was on her heart. But Vicky wrote this letter to Mallory and posted it on Facebook, a birthday letter. And when I read it, it just hit me to the core of my heart. And I thought, this is the way the chapter has to end. And so I said, hey, would you be okay with me using this letter to end that chapter? And it's a beautiful, I mean, it's only a mother could have written it, you know. It's
Amen.
A mother part telling her daughter how much she loves her. And so then it's deep because even through the course of writing it, like the editor that I had in New York, she would read the chapters. And it was funny because when I first started working on the book, I said, she told me, she said, I'm working, currently editing a book right now on Buddhism, genetics, something else. She's like, aerospace engineering, I don't know, something huge, and yours, okay? And I said, well, I'm going to take a stab in the dark and just say I'm the easy read. And she said, well, you're a very enjoyable read. But she said, I'm already connecting to so many of the stories. She had a lot of connections with the story about Mallory and a lot of connections with the story about my mom and the Great Companion chapter. And we've really grown to be great friends through the process because I think, you know, she knows me so well from reading these stories. We've never met face to face, but, you know, I'm pretty vulnerable in this book about things, and
yeah.
It's helped us to build a really strong friendship over the phone.
And, you know, as an author, because, you know, I've written a couple of books as well, as an author, you want to connect with your readers and you want to make it real.
Yeah.
You want to make it real.
Right.
And especially
yeah.
a book of testimony and encouragement and faith.
Right.
You want to go ahead.
Well, no. I was just going to say one thing that people have said to me and said, I appreciate the fact you're honesty about questioning the Lord and then, you know, not understanding and feel like you're going through the motions at times of just, you know, not feeling anything, but still just making a choice to press on no matter how you feel, and then realizing later on how the Lord is using and speaking even in those times. So you got to be real. You got to be honest. And I've always said the Lord knows how we feel anyway. We might as well tell him. We shouldn't hide anything and act like everything's okay when we're not, you know, and just lay it out before him and allow him to touch those places and strengthen us.
Now, how about people that may have not known you well, but we have a lot of friends that are close, but then there's those people that just are acquaintances or that we work with here and there. And they read those that may have read your book. Were they surprised at some of the things you went through?
You know, they were. A lot of my VBS audience, you know, I've had people across the country. We may have connected at a conference that I did or a training seminar that I did for VBS, and they had no idea. You know, they did know about my dad and my mom's situation because those happened while I was writing, during the years I was writing VBS music. And I would just, you know, I believe in the power of prayer and standing together as the body of Christ, and I would ask people to pray for them for miracles, and so a lot of them were familiar with that, and even Mallory, like I started writing the music for Life for CBS, the first one came out in 97, and the next year's when Mallory passed, and so I would share that a little bit then, but there were still a lot of other pieces of the story that they weren't familiar with, and they had been surprised, and it's been, they've all been so encouraging and just saying how the Lord had really spoken to them about some issues in their own life and then challenged them to seek him in a deeper level on certain things they were facing.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So when people finish reading the book and they've put it down, and what do you want them most to get?
Just that the Lord never changes, and he's always there. He's always holding our hand. He's always wiping away the tears. And, you know, one thing I learned when I was going through counseling is, you know, the Lord, he doesn't intervene in any man's free will to choose to do things to us or any situation that happens sometimes. And we wonder why the bad things have to happen like they do. But even in the worst things, Only He knows what good He is going to work in it in our lives. And that's His promise. It's always for good. He's always working for our good. And we just have to hold on to that and allow Him to wipe away those tears and allow Him to, you know, I've always said, you know, I would tell to people a lot, I hear the Lord say this to me, or He said this to me, He spoke this to me, and like, how can you hear Him? And I like, because I spend time with Him, and I know the sound of His voice. And on some of the dark and saddest days of my life, you know, I've been able to hear Him whispering, I'm still here, you know, I haven't left you, and I got you, but I'm working, and I'm moving. And you're going to see on the other side what I'm doing in the big picture. And so, you know, I'm sorry. So, you know, just I think that's it. You know, that we can hold on to His word. And I'm thankful that it says from the beginning of time, from the foundation of the world, His word has been. And I thought, you know, what greater thing can I do in my life than to write a book that honors the word of God, that with the title itself. You know, we quote it all the time, we say these different scriptures, but as a whole, His word, to honor it and say it's all true. And it is absolute truth. People can deny it and say it's not, but it is.
That's true. That's very true. And they can get the book anywhere, Barnes Noble, on your website, stuff like that?
Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon. There's the Kindle version on Amazon as well. And there's some more kind of boutique bookstores, I think it's in as well. And it's on my website, jeffslaughter.com. You can find it there as well. So.
Amen. Now tell us about your CD that you have out.
It's called Under God. I've worked on it for 2 years. two really good friends of mine, Preston and Spencer Dalton brothers, produced it with me. I'm here working on it right after my mom passed away. She died on Christmas Day of 2009. And we started working on it, I guess, in March of 2010, and just kind of took our time. And it was really weird because I'd never written a patriotic song, and for some reason the Lord began to speak to me about writing something patriotic on it. And Spencer Dalton is one of the most patriotic people that I know, and so I knew he and Preston would be perfect people to write it with. And I hadn't written all the songs on the record were all mine, so, you know, sole writer on all songs, but this is the one that I'm only one going to co-write. So we worked on it. We wrote it in October of, I think, 11. And just, you know, I love the fact that the Lord gives me an opportunity to influence the fourth through sixth grade kids, this generation, you know, to try to make an impact.
Absolutely.
With them for His kingdom, with His truth, and impact them with patriotism, you know. And because, you know, I know as a kid, we said the pledge every day, we, you know, in school, and we said prayers. And, you know, and these two words, under God, for what everyone is, so many people are trying to erase out of our history, off everything. And, like, you can't do it. You can't do it. You take one walk through the American History Museum at the Smithsonian, and you see what our country was founded upon. It's, you know, black and white all over that place. You know, the word is all over the documents, over everything. And so I just kept feeling like saying, under God, these are two words you can't erase. And so that's the first two lines of the chorus. And there's pieces of the preamble, pieces of the Constitution. Just a reminder to people of where we came from. This is our history, and you can't change it. And people can say what they want to today, but just look at it. Go back and read what our founding fathers established for us. And we need to always be grateful that we are under God, because the day that we're not is going to be a very dark, dark day for us. You know, I know His covering and His anointing, His hand is over our country, and I'm grateful for that. I thank Him for it every day, and I just, you know, I want to encourage other people to just realize that. And
absolutely, absolutely, brother. Yeah. Now, where can they get the CD?
It's on my website, jeffslaughter.com, and on iTunes.
Now, when was it released?
Well, actually, it's going to release officially, I think, in August.
That's okay.
But you can just know. So.
Amen. So it's going to be released when again?
August. I think August. I think like August 20th or something like that.
Hey, so we got a plug-in for you.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's right. That's right. Maybe we can talk again when it releases.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, we'll definitely talk again. Hey, are you going to be at the ICRS this year with your book?
Be at the what?
At the International Christian Retail Show. Are you going to be out there?
I'm not sure. I have to check with my publicist and see if we're going to be there. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Hopefully I will. Well, I'll save a time slot for you. You just tell me.
Then, okay, awesome. Okay.
I work with your publicist really well. I got all their authors out there and all their entertainers,
great.
So we'll get you there. Give your websites.
Awesome.
Give your websites one more time to the listeners.
Okay. JeffSlaughter.com is the website. I'm on Facebook at Jeff Slaughter Ministries. If you want to follow me on Instagram, Jeff_Slaughter, and Twitter is Jeff_Slaughter.
Thank you so much, brother, for being a part of the show and being understanding.
Oh, man, I'm grateful.
Amen.
You're great to talk to you, Dave.
Amen. Well, I'll give you a call in a little bit and set up the Skype with you, okay? God bless you.
Awesome. Okay. Well, bless you, brother. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Amen. That was a great call-in, and we're excited always to have anyone from the family of faith and entertainment in books, in broadcasting, in CDs, and anything, because I want to encourage you, just like the theme that we've been going on this entire week, and that is dare to believe. Believe that God has called you to do great things, and He will do them in your life. The Bible says that you shall reap if you faint not. You can write us at Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Email me, david@revmedianetwork.com. I'd like to thank our guest, Jeff Slaughter, for being on the air with us, and you can go visit him at jeffslaughter.com. We will catch you next time on the Midwatch, my friends, and hopefully we won't have technical difficulties like we did this last week. We're going to have a filmmaker did the new movie called Joseph Dreamer, and we're going to have her, I think it's Sherry McLaughlin, we'll have her on the show with us on Tuesday after Memorial Day. Y'all have a great Memorial Day weekend. Remember, hey, veterans out there, God bless you, and thank you for doing all that you do. And I'm a veteran as well, so we enjoy having veterans on here as well. I'm going to let you go before I make any more craziness, things that's been going on. And wow, I have internet, because good Lord, I can't believe the internet just went out like that. Anyway, we're doing great. God bless you. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. Y'all be blessed.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its host.